Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. DBT Workbook by Tara Wilson is a practical self-help workbook centered on dialectical behavior therapy skills for people dealing with anger, anxiety, depression, painful emotions, and patterns often associated with BPD, bipolar disorder, PTSD, and eating disorders. Rather than presenting DBT as a purely theoretical model, the book is positioned as an applied guide with exercises, worksheets, reflection prompts, and skill-building practices. Its purpose is to help readers observe emotions more clearly, tolerate distress without impulsive reactions, and build more stable responses to difficult situations. The workbook format is important because DBT is learned through repetition and practice, not simply through understanding concepts. Wilson emphasizes core DBT areas such as mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotional regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness, making the material accessible to readers seeking structured support outside or alongside therapy. The book belongs to the mental health workbook category and is best understood as a skills manual for everyday emotional management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning dialectical behavior therapy into a hands-on practice system. A central feature of DBT Workbook is its conversion of dialectical behavior therapy from a clinical framework into a set of usable exercises. DBT was originally developed for people who experience intense emotional shifts and difficulty regulating impulses, but its skills have broader relevance for anxiety, depression, trauma reactions, anger, and relational stress. Wilson presents the approach through workbook activities rather than dense clinical explanation, which changes the reader from a passive learner into an active participant. This matters because DBT skills depend on behavioral rehearsal. A reader may understand that pausing before reacting is useful, but the skill becomes more effective when it is practiced repeatedly through written reflection, tracking, and guided exercises. The book appears designed for readers who need structure but may not have access to a full DBT program. Its value lies in making therapeutic concepts, concrete emotions are observed, triggers are named, coping choices are compared, and alternative responses are rehearsed. This practical orientation also sets boundaries around the book. It can introduce and reinforce skills, but it does not replace diagnosis, crisis support, or individualized treatment for severe symptoms. Secondly, mindfulness as the foundation for noticing emotions before reacting. The workbook treats mindfulness as more than relaxation. In DBT, mindfulness is the skill of noticing present experience with enough clarity to interrupt automatic reactions. For readers dealing with anger, anxiety, or depressive spirals, the first challenge is often recognizing what is happening internally before the feeling has already shaped behavior. Exercises such as meditation, emotional observation, and reflective worksheets support this step by slowing the sequence between trigger, interpretation, bodily response, and action. This emphasis is important because many emotional problems are maintained by rapid, unexamined reactions. Anxiety can narrow attention toward threat, anger can justify retaliation, and depression can make withdrawal feel inevitable. Mindfulness does not remove these states, but it gives the reader a way to identify them as experiences rather than commands. The practical benefit is increased choice. A person who can name tension, fear, shame, or sadness is better positioned to select a coping strategy instead of reacting impulsively. Wilson's workbook approach makes mindfulness concrete by connecting it to daily emotional episodes, not treating it as an abstract ideal or purely spiritual practice. Thirdly, distress tolerance skills for surviving painful moments without escalation. Distress tolerance is one of the most practical dimensions of the workbook because it addresses moments when emotions are intense and immediate solutions are unavailable. The book includes DBT-based coping tools such as ACCEPT-style distraction and other exercises aimed at helping readers endure painful feelings without making the situation worse. This distinction is central to DBT. Not every crisis can be solved quickly, and attempts to force relief can lead to impulsive messages, self-defeating avoidance, substance use, disordered eating behaviors, or destructive conflict. Distress tolerance skills create a temporary bridge between emotional overwhelm and later problem-solving. The reasoning behind these exercises is behavioral. If a reader can delay harmful action long enough for emotional intensity to fall, more adaptive choices become possible. The workbook format helps by giving readers predefined options during stressful periods when thinking clearly may be difficult. Its contribution is not that distraction or self-soothing are new ideas, but that they are organized as deliberate skills with a specific purpose. The aim is not to deny pain, but to survive it without adding preventable consequences. Fourthly, emotion regulation through tracking, assessment, and pattern recognition. Wilson's workbook places significant weight on emotional regulation, especially through tools that help readers assess moods, identify triggers, and notice recurring patterns. For people experiencing anxiety, depression, anger, trauma responses, or mood instability, emotions can feel sudden and uncontrollable. Tracking exercises make them more observable. When a reader records emotional intensity, circumstances, thoughts, bodily sensations, and responses, patterns begin to emerge. A conflict at work, lack of sleep, social rejection, hunger, or intrusive memory may repeatedly precede certain reactions. This information matters because emotional regulation is easier when the causes and early signs of escalation are known. The workbook also reflects a DBT principle that emotions are not enemies. They carry information, but they still need evaluation. Anger may signal a boundary issue. Anxiety may signal perceived danger, and sadness may signal loss, yet each emotion can also become disproportionate or linked to inaccurate assumptions. By encouraging assessment rather than suppression, the book helps readers move from judging emotions to studying them. This approach is especially useful for self-help readers because it offers a repeatable method rather than a one-time insight. Lastly, interpersonal effectiveness as a response to emotional and relational strain. Although the book is strongly focused on internal emotional management, DBT also includes interpersonal effectiveness, and this dimension is relevant to the problems named in the title. Anger, anxiety, depression, trauma responses, and eating disorders often interact with relationships. Emotional distress can lead to withdrawal, excessive reassurance seeking, conflict escalation, people pleasing, or difficulty stating needs. Interpersonal effectiveness skills address this by helping readers communicate more deliberately while balancing self-respect, relationship goals, and practical outcomes. The value of this topic is that emotional regulation is not isolated from social life. A reader may calm down temporarily, but if recurring conflicts, unclear boundaries, or avoidance patterns remain unchanged, distress can return. Workbook exercises can help readers prepare for difficult conversations, clarify what they want, and distinguish between emotional urgency and long-term relational needs. This is also where the book has to be read realistically. Written exercises can improve awareness and planning, but complex relational trauma, coercive dynamics, or severe personality disorder symptoms may require professional support. The workbook is most useful when it frames communication as a skill that can be practiced, revised, and evaluated, rather than as a fixed personality trait. In conclusion, DBT workbook is most suitable for readers who want a structured, practical introduction to dialectical behavior therapy skills for emotional dysregulation, especially in relation to anger, anxiety, depression, trauma responses, mood instability, and painful interpersonal patterns. It may also be useful for family members or caregivers who want to understand the language of DBT and support someone already using therapy skills. The main practical benefit is organization. The workbook gathers mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal tools into an exercise-based format that encourages repeated use. Its intellectual benefit is modest but meaningful, because it helps readers see emotions as patterns that can be observed and influenced rather than as random forces or moral failures. Compared with many self-help books that rely mainly on explanation or encouragement, this book stands out through its emphasis on worksheets, tracking, and applied coping techniques. Compared with more comprehensive clinical DBT manuals, it appears more accessible and less technical, making it easier for beginners to start practicing. Its realistic role is as a guided self-help companion, not a replacement for therapy or crisis care. Readers who benefit most will be those willing to write, track, reflect, and practice skills consistently rather than only read about them. If you would like to support Tara Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.